Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called Doll Eyes from ThatEagle5950 from Reddit. I hope you enjoy this story. If you do, let me know in the comments below or wherever you are. Anyways, let's get started. Have a good night. Stay safe. My last passenger exits the car and slams the door, ignoring my goodbye, engrossed in her phone. Alrighty then, I mumble, rating her and opening my map back up. I check the time, and I still have time for one last ride before I should head home for some sleep. I set my signal to available and just wait. My last drop-off was for the college dorms, so if I wait a little bit, I'm sure I'll get another. It's Friday night. Everyone's out. I'm tapping my red-painted fingers on the wheel when I see her. A teenage girl standing on the sidewalk under a streetlight. She's small, maybe 5 feet. Large, brown eyes with a thick, dark lash. Blonde hair pulled back in a braid and a cardigan covering her shoulders. She has a small brown purse in her hands. She looks like a doll, and she looked anxious. I pull up a little and roll down my window. "Hey, hon, you okay?" I ask.
"Oh, yeah, yes, I am. I'm just..."
She looks down the road.
"Waiting for my ride."
"Are they late?" I ask her. She's quiet as she stares down the empty street.
"Yeah, I suppose they are," she whispers.
She seems scared, and I can't decide if she's scared because of the person or because of their absence.
"I can wait with you if you would like,"
I tell her, putting my status in unavailable on the app.
Oh, you don't need to. I'm sure I'll manage," she says shakily.
"It's no problem. We've already spoken more than me and my last passenger, and I was with her for 20 minutes. I could use the company. Come on in," I tell her, unlocking my door. She pauses and then slowly climbs in. She seems familiar to me, her small frame and blonde hair, very reminiscent of my sister when we were her age, about 10 years ago. When I see her dress up close, I see it has little flowers all over it. The blush color of the flowers match her cardigan.
"Your outfit is very cute, very vintage, I love it," I say, handing her a water bottle.
She smiles small and mumbles something that sounds like thank you. We sit in silence for a few minutes before her voice squeaks.
"You have, pretty eyes. They're very green, like an olive," she says shyly.
"Oh, thank you. I made them myself, actually." I wink at her. She laughs softly and looks back at the road.
"It's been about 15 minutes. Do you want to call them?" I ask her.
"I don't have a phone and I don't know the number," she tells me.
"Do you know where it is that you need to go?"
I ask her. She looks at me and nods.
"How about I take you? I do it for a living anyways," I offer.
That's so nice of you, but I don't have any money to pay you with," she stammers.
"It's on me. Consider it my Good Samaritan act for the day."
I pull up my GPS app.
"Go ahead and put your address in here."
She methodically punches in the information.
"Can I ask you a question?" she asks me.
"Sure," I respond.
"Why are you being so nice to me?"
she asks, slowly turning to me. I smile sadly.
"You seem familiar to me. I think you remind me of my sister. She lives far away from me now. She got married and has kids. I miss her so much, and I would never want her waiting alone outside in the dark. A lot of creeps out at night."
I pull up the GPS map. Only 15 minutes away. Not bad at all. She seems to accept that as an answer, as she leans back and gets comfortable in her seat.
"You're a nice sister," she tells me quietly.
I put the car in drive as I pull out into the road.
"I definitely try to be," I respond.
We let the radio fill the silence, as we drive through an area I'm not super familiar with. The very manicured trees start getting more scraggly as we turn down the dark curve of a street. The app's is 2 minutes away, so I finally ask her.
"Where am I taking you?"
I ask her. She doesn't respond as we pull up to iron gates. I slow down and lean forward, trying to see where we ended up.
"Is this..." I begin. "Thank you for the ride. You're a very nice person. I like nice people," she tells me, patting my hand.
"You're welcome," I say slowly, looking at her in my passenger seat. I stop the car and she unbuckles her seatbelt.
"I'm Marianne, by the way," she says. I smiled back at her. Sadie, it was nice to meet you, Marianne. I tell her. It was a nice drive, and thank you again for the ride home. She beams. Home? I ask, looking up at the rusted sign that has weathered over the years. Goodbye, Sadie. She steps out of the car, waves at me through the window, and walks past the sign I've been staring at. Sanitarium. And then I finally realize where I recognize her from. She doesn't remind me of my sister. She was on the news. She murdered her two sisters in cold blood and took their eyes as souvenirs. They were calling her the Doll Eyes Killer. When they asked her why she did it, she looked at them confused before speaking. Because they weren't nice, she said matter-of-factly. I'm still staring at her, slack-jawed, when she looks over her shoulder at me and winks. And that's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed it. A little bit of a creepier one, if I do say so myself. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed yourself here. If you did, I'd appreciate it if you liked, commented, subscribed. Actually, they're all optional, but you can pick one if you'd like, and then just do that one thing, and that's cool. So whether you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever the heck, or on YouTube, I appreciate your engagement, because engagement is great. If you'd like to support this channel even more, you can do so on Patreon. There is a Patreon available. But hey, I just appreciate you for being here. Thank you for listening. Take care now. Bye-bye then.